In the mid-1980s, a young writer named A.M. Holmes released a volume of short stories about suburbia called The Safety of Objects. Her plots caused something of a stir. One story, for instance, focused on little children who did ghastly things to and with their dolls. Now, several stories from that collection have been combined in a film. Critic Bob Mondello says The Safety of Objects feels as intensely peculiar on the screen as it did on the page.
The credit sequence introduces us to four families from an unremarkable suburban neighborhood. On the surface, the families seem pretty interchangeable, perfectly conventional mothers, fathers, kids. But look a little deeper, and this is not exactly picture postcard suburbia. In one house, a teenager in a coma has been propped up at the breakfast table. In another, little girls are sneaking cigarettes and Pop-Tarts from their health-conscious parents. In a third, a lawyer's hiding a career crisis while his son converses earnestly with his sister's Barbie dolls. And in the fourth, well, Dad's left town and Mom's following a handsome gardener out the door of a bar and into the parking lot.
I'll buy you another drink if you want.
No, thank you.
Yeah, you sure? You don't want to go back in and talk? Or, hey, we could go someplace else if you like. I know
no,
it's
No, I mean, I figure I know what you want to talk about, and I really don't want to. It's not what I need. And if you want anything else, I don't want that either.
Want what? Well, what's anything else?
I don't know. All right. From what I know of you, you're a nice lady, and it seems like you're taking a break from kids. Your
no.
husband.
No husband. Not then.
Still,
not now.
Maybe you don't want to get too crazy. You got kids. I'm sure they need more love and affection than I do.
You're a presumptuous. At least I'm dealing with things, okay? And not that it's any of your business, but I'm a damn good mother. I don't go boozing it up and trying to pick up anything that walks. You got me wrong. Entirely wrong.
In fact, he does have her wrong, and so do we. But then we have him wrong, too. In fact, the better you think you know these folks, the more mysterious they become. They're lost in a sort of cosmic sense. The kids a little less so than their parents, because they've had less time to get lost. Listen to the adults, and you hear regret about roads not taken, and about roads taken. The mother of that boy in the coma, for instance, who recalls her prayers the night of his auto accident.
I have never prayed like that in my life, not for anyone. I didn't even know if I believed in God. I just knew someone had to help me. But this is what I want to tell you. If you are ever, ever in a praying situation with him, be specific. Include certain clauses. It's not enough to assume that if a person lives, they'll be okay. Because God has a wicked sense of humor. And even though he knows you mean more, he'll only give you exactly what you ask for.
That's Glenn Close talking to Dermot Mulroney, two of a dozen understated performers director Rose Troche uses to explore everything from nude sunbathing to kidnappings. The Safety of Objects is pretty wonderfully acted, but like other ensemble films it much resembles, from American Beauty to Shortcuts to Magnolia, it's as much an exercise in artful construction as it is in movie making, a compelling little jigsaw puzzle of a film that delights in connecting the lives of characters whose salient quality is that they can't seem to connect. I'm Bob Mondello.